This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Our producer of the day, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
She's going to be with us all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Are you sticking it out with us on Singles Day? Double 11, 11-11. So we've got some updates about sales figures that will be coming out at the end of the show, how well they did in the first hour. Hopefully by that point we'll have some newer figures as well. But today's show is discussing that KFC proposal. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can probably head over to Twitter or Instagram or anything and just look at that hashtag and you will see what happened. I'll break it down for you very quickly. A guy in South Africa proposed to his girlfriend in a KFC. The internet went crazy. People started donating stuff. Companies jumped on that bandwagon to help donate stuff to get their marriage started. Our question is it genuine altruism or is it just jumping on that bandwagon? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, then Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Up next, as story number two, Audrey will be telling us how we can manage our friendships with software.
Yes, it's called Personal CRM.
Personal CRM. I like the idea of this. Sounds good.
You do?
I do,
okay.
I do. And then we're going to wrap up, of course, with some Alibaba figures for Double 11. Right, so let's kick off then. South Africans opened their hearts. Let me just temper this a little bit, all right? Before I get into this, this is an article I saw over the weekend. Audrey saw it over the weekend. Christine also saw it. And I think it's one of those stories that at first you read and you go, oh, that's so nice.
Right.
And then we work on a show about entrepreneurship and marketing and social media. And I think all of us at some point over the weekend probably went, there's a little bit more to this than perhaps meets the eye, right? So, with that in mind, South Africans opened their hearts and pockets after a video of an unknown man proposing to his girlfriend at a KFC went viral on Thursday. By Friday morning, the couple were showered with donations for their dream wedding. Their story continued trending throughout the day under the hashtags KFC proposal and KFC wedding. And by nightfall, donations and contributions continued pouring in for the new favorite couple, with celebrities and companies and ordinary citizens offering to make the big day a special one. There were huge amounts of donations. Telephone companies got in touch. Car companies were in touch. Fast food and retail companies, travel companies, music companies, bands, celebrities, all kinds of people jumped on this bandwagon. And this is initially because one of the tweets that responded to the video was negative. It basically said, oh, look at this fella. He can't afford to propose anywhere decent. He's done it in KFC.
Right.
So, of course, that pulls on your emotional heartstrings and it plays with that, you know, should it really matter where this guy proposed?
Right.
If they're in love, they're in love. You know, and then that negativity turned into this huge outpouring of positivity. What do we think about it when a whole bunch of companies are jumping on board and saying, okay, let us help you out as well?
Did we work out whether they really are not that well off? They just could be at the KFC.
They'd been married before. So they were married originally back in 2012, I think it was. They fell in love in 2010. Did the marriage negotiation, as they have to do in South Africa. Got married, I think, in 2012. Lived together up until 2018. And then he's proposed now that he could actually get her a ring. So there's a bit of a backstory.
There you go.
And that's the thing. The minute you go, that is when you're trapped. That is like when the Boy Scout comes along with his little sub story and he says, you know, can you donate $5 to the Cub Scout? And you go, I'm not so sure about that. He says, okay, well, what about a $1 cookie? And you go, okay.
Right. So here's the thing. You know, I would love to think that this was just KFC, you know, being all altruistic. Not altruistic. Maybe that's not the right word. But like feeling like, okay, this couple chose to propose in our restaurant. And so we want to be part. You wanted KFC to be part of your momentous occasion.
Yeah.
And so we want to be part of your lives as well. You know, because you take us as family, we'll take you as family as well. And so here's a contribution.
Gift, a contribution. Yeah,
yeah. Right. But also there is some branding gold in here.
Right.
Like how to say no to something like that.
Right. Right.
And that's why you've got other brands that have decided to jump on the bandwagon as well.
Right. Frida, what do you think?
No, I'm trying to look at the list because, you know, I'm looking at this article, the list of gifts they got and everything. So I want to know what they got out of all this. Do you have that list?
I do somewhere.
Okay.
But somewhere.
All right. So
I can give you some of the things that they. Okay. I can tell you, right? So a kitchen company offered to set them up with a kitchen, including all of the fitted cupboards. They were offered an oven and all of that kind of stuff. They were offered by a car company travel to and from their honeymoon, which was given to them by another travel company.
Right.
Cell phones. Soft drinks are covered for the event. Alcohol is covered for the event. The sheep that they need as part of the giving ceremony is covered.
Okay.
Pretty much anything that you would need to set up a life has been donated to them.
Okay, so, you know, I guess it has. I think the only thing we worry about is, are they genuine?
Yeah.
Right? Are they genuine? So people are going to leverage on this and, you know, and make this a big story. I think we need positive news.
I agree.
We need positive
That's
news.
That's why I brought it out on Monday.
And I am just thinking that, okay, let's just say...
Let's just temper our...
You know, our skepticism. Let's just temper that. It's a good thing, right? Then, you know, you know what's going in my head now? How do we do it? Yeah, right? Right? That's what's going through my head right now. No, but it's got to be a genuine thing, right?
It's got to be
real about these things. So, you know, I just like to think that they, everyone's leveraging on it, companies are leveraging on it. Why not, right?
And when I first read it and the response that our intern sent us in the group when I sent this story, oh, that's so wholesome, I love it, was my first initial reaction. And I wanted to stay with that initial reaction. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, how different really is it from in the past when celebrities have kind of had their weddings endorsed by magazines and by other companies. And a portion of the population has looked at those and gone, look at these guys. They're just selling themselves out for a free wedding, you know. And so the difference between that and this is that emotional kind of
you've got gift envy.
Maybe.
But also, you know, I think with like when you have celebrities having their weddings sponsored, their events sponsored and stuff like that, the brands get, I mean, those magazines get something out of it. They get, you know, first dibs at the photos, which can cost millions, you know.
Yeah.
So the brands are actually getting something back that way. So what is KFC getting out of this? Are more people going to go flock to the restaurants just because you feel good about it?
14 million retweets at this point. And how much is that worth in branding? You know, I think that's...
Okay, so so it's good for KFC and every brand that's leveraged on it. I know like some of the celebrities, how they've done it, right? Well, Angelina and Brad, when they got married and they had exclusive photos and they got paid and they were very clear about giving it to charity, this sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
With other celebrities, you know, I guess they're keeping it. But fine, celebrity, and we're trying to maybe think that this is a celebrity thing, right? But they're not. They're your ordinary people who can't afford it. So, you know, let's just feel good for them. You know?
Okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what that's what I want to believe. Mm. You know, I'd like to know what people at home think, you know, because obviously there's going to be a differing of opinion on this. Let us know what you think via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Let us know what you think. Music coming up from the Rolling Stones with a Rip This Joint. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Today we're discussing about that KFC proposal. If you're only just joining the show, just a few days ago, a man proposed to his girlfriend in KFC. The moment was caught on video. It was uploaded to social media. It went viral. A whole bunch of people started donating to the couple. And then eventually a whole bunch of brands also got involved and started donating their services and their goods. The question that we're asking is whether or not these companies are actually doing it out of the goodness of their heart or just jumping on a bandwagon? We've had some tweets, we've had a couple of WhatsApps and some responses over on Insta Story. Let's go to Twitter first.
Yeah, so there's one here from Dr. Shafiq who says, of course, ride the wave. And another one here from Dennis who says, you know, what about the other couples that can't afford weddings? You know, are they going to do this too?
Right. I think we're going to see a spate of this in some other countries as well. I've got a response from Dilip who says, probably a combination of the two, a great PR opportunity.
Right.
Frida.
Okay, on WhatsApp, Jessica say, I believe it's both, you know, marketing and good opportunity. As Lang says, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And we've got Ro here said, I'm happy for them. I really am. But marriages shouldn't be about money. There's nothing wrong with proposing in KFC. It's novel and romantic, but there's something wrong with thousands of volunteers try daily to raise funds for starving people, animals, and the response is so poor because businesses don't see the same media opportunities.
Right. Mm. Speaking of media opportunities, what we were kind of discussing off air was like, again, I'm sorry, folks, for those of you who want the whole romantic version, but the skeptic in me said all it would take for this to actually work is for a manager of KFC to be outside to or anybody from a PR firm, advertising firm, to film this and then upload it to social media. And then somebody else, like you said, Ords, to post something negative and then it would just...
Yeah, for me, I'm thinking that it wouldn't have been as impactful or it wouldn't have gone as viral as it did, you know, right now with like 70 plus brands, you know, coming in to help sponsor this couple's wedding. If it was not for that journal who actually said, so I think that tweet from that journal was like, South African men are so broke, they even propose at KFC. They have absolutely no class. I mean, who proposes at KFC? That is what that journal tweeted. And I think it's because of this tweet, you know, because if a manager just went out, someone just went out and videoed that proposal, it would have been really nice and wholesome, but would it have made people, you know, like just Good Samaritans or people across the world? Because people across the world are actually donating to this couple, you know, and you've got all these brands who have come in now because they believe that this couple can't afford a normal wedding or a nice dinner where, you know, the man could actually propose to his fiance. So I'm thinking it wouldn't have blown up to this proportion if it was not for that negative tweet.
It's fantastic.
Great social experiment.
Yes. Oh. I love it. So when I read it over the weekend, I'm like, this is brilliant. You know, this is genius marketing.
What can I do?
So you think it's planned?
Well... I don't want to say that, but a part of me is thinking that, you know. I have to be honest, you know, a part of me is thinking that. And I don't want to come out outright and say I think it's planned, but a part of me genuinely thinks this is very, very smart.
I don't think it is. You'll get caught sooner or later. And I mean, you get found out if you know, there's some of these brands coming. I'm sure I would like to think that they would do some research on the couple before they decide to, you know, put some money into it. I'm thinking.
I don't think it's planned too. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm all being all idealistic thinking that, you know, I'd like for this to be real. I'd like for someone out there to be like feeling the burn right now because, you know, their tweet just went completely the wrong way. So I'd like to believe that. I don't think it's planned.
Well, let's speak to somebody who's happy all the time. This is our friend Matt Armitage, of course, from culturepop.com. We managed to get him in the studio and pin him down for just a couple of minutes before he went off into space or whatever it is that he does. And we asked him, how can a brand leverage on a viral opportunity like this without coming across as trite or just looking for free publicity?
I think it has to be a very organic approach. I don't think you can have a kind of planned policy because then it does look as though you're just kind of exploiting the situation. So I think it's very much a case of looking at the situation, assessing it, and getting involved. The best way to do it, of course, is to do it altruistically and not to do it with a view to getting something back for the brand. I know that is a very difficult kind of balance to make, but that would be my kind of suggestion. You know, get involved when the brand can actually do some good, can help people out, because the publicity then, okay, it's a bonus, it's incidental, but you're not actually doing it to make your brand look better. There is that element of bandwagoneering as well. You will see companies who just kind of pile on to try and get some mileage, probably especially smaller companies that have a kind of social media presence. And they're like, oh, wow, this is a way of, getting my small range of products out to a wider audience. I think you have to be a bit careful where that's involved. But also, sometimes it can be a genuine outpouring as well. So, for example, if you're if you see that, you know, in the instance of the KFC story, so the couple needed, you know, pretty much everything or whatever. So if you're a furniture manufacturer, you might think, well, actually, you know, we can help these guys as well. Or if you're a building contractor, well, you know, we can give them X dollar. So again, sometimes it is from that altruistic point of view as well, because sometimes, you know, it's just about that consciousness thing. People become aware of something and they think, you know what, we should pitch in and help with this as well.
Like Fox Mulder, I want to believe. You know?
The truth is out there.
The truth is out there. That's how I feel about this. I mean, it genuinely did touch me as a story, you know. But at the same time, I was reading a book about influence, you know. And that, I think that's kind of tempered my look on this whole thing.
So you're half Cancer Man and you're half Mulder.
Something
Trust no
like
one.
That. Right.
And I want to believe as well.
Exactly. And that's how I feel right now, you know. Awkward, right?
No, I mean, I get you. No, I'm torn as well, you know, but I'm just trying to think, you know, what can KFC and what can all these 70 other brands actually get from this? You know, you get a couple of retweets here and there, but then, you know, a month from now, where does this go?
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, every media outlet is talking about this story, you know, almost. It's on every newspaper, it's on every website, it's on every social media platform. And it doesn't matter whether or not you're talking just about KFC, which is clearly what is happening. Everybody, even the hashtag is the KFC wedding. You know, we're all talking about it, regardless of which other companies are attached to it. It's a huge amount of advertising for very little work.
So basically, this couple did KFC a big favor.
A huge favor. A
huge marketing favor.
Yeah, it's genius. Time for a break. Music coming up from Primal Scream with Moving On Up. When we come back, how you can manage your friendships with software here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.